This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning, y'all. It's Friday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. It's really nice to be on the other side of those sub-zero temperatures from last month. But unfortunately, some folks in Chicago are still dealing with the fallout. A lot of them lost heat during that time. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana is reporting that 200 or so residents of the Algonquin apartment complex in Kenwood are displaced right now after losing heat and electricity 2 weeks ago. Their buildings are still closed. And in Logan Square, some residents at a building owned by M. Fishman & Company are now withholding their rent in protest after they lost their heat temporarily.
They chose not to listen. The only thing that we ultimately know is that we didn't get our heating fixed until it totally broke down.
That was one of the tenants, Miles Bennett Haggerty. The property owners didn't respond to a request for comment. So earlier this week, I mentioned that Illinois lawmakers are looking to pass a bunch of laws before the end of the lame duck session next Wednesday. And a lot has happened in the last 24 hours with them. Here's some updates. Early this morning, the House approved a statewide ban on the sale and manufacture of assault weapons in Illinois. The proposal specifically bans dozens of weapons, along with magazines that can hold more than 12 rounds and rapid-fire devices. It also allows a court to confiscate someone's weapons for up to a year under a firearms restraining order. And for people who already own assault weapons, they'll need to register them with the Illinois State Police. Jim Durkin is the outgoing House GOP leader, and he was the only Republican to support the bill. He said AR-15s were created for war and civilians shouldn't have them.
I'm not going to move on from Highland Park, for that matter, Chicago, or any other communities torn apart by these guns.
The measure now moves on to the Senate. Another move by Illinois state representatives was advanced last night, a proposal that protects patients who get abortions as well as their providers, who are usually targeted by states that have banned abortions. Democratic State Representative Kelly Cassidy is sponsoring that measure. She says those doctors who lose their medical licenses in other states would not be penalized here, since abortion is legal in Illinois.
If you have been targeted by your state and have been made unable to perform your craft because of unjust laws in your state and you want to bring your practice here, we're going to help facilitate that.
The measure says the state can't punish doctors even if they're under investigation by another state for providing the procedure. It also expands insurance coverage for medically induced abortions, gender-affirming medications like hormones, and HIV preventatives. Republicans are arguing that the proposal would allow abortions by non-physicians. As for next steps, the Senate also needs to give this one approval. So on most birth certificates, there's a section that indicates the sex of the baby, either male or female. But what about babies who don't fall into either category? Or parents who don't want to assign a sex to their babies at birth? Well, Illinois state senators passed a measure last night that would allow people to mark the letter X in that section. State Senator Laura Fine says it may seem like a small change, but it's important for trans and non-binary folks.
We have witnessed extreme attacks against this community throughout our country, legislatively, emotionally, and physically. In Illinois, with this legislation, we are stating that everyone is welcome here.
The measure received applause from Democrats. It passed with 36 yes votes. Republicans, on the other hand, opposed the bill, saying people could change their sex to their advantage. For instance, getting lower insurance rates for females. For now, it's going to the House for a final vote, and it'll need approval from Governor J.B. Pritzker. And before we get to weather, a few quick hits. First, an update on the Safety Act. The Illinois Supreme Court won't hear arguments about it until March, which means judges can continue to set cash bail amounts for at least the next couple months. And if you're one of those folks who is allergic to latex, I got some good news. A new Illinois law bans the use of latex gloves in food services. Restaurants can only use them if they're short on alternatives like vinyl or nitrile. And an update on Damar Hamlin. He's the Buffalo Bills player who collapsed on the field on Monday Night Football. Doctors said yesterday he's awake. His condition has improved substantially. His neurological function is intact. He's able to write. And the first question he asked with a pen and paper when he woke up was, "Did we win?" Best of luck to him. As for weather today, it's a cloudy one, but we're probably done with the snow for now. High temperatures in the mid-30s. Tonight is getting pretty cold, low in the low 20s. And that's it for this morning on The Rundown. Coming up this afternoon, most Christians already celebrated Christmas last year. But for others, the season is just beginning.
According to the Julian calendar, Orthodox Christmas falls on January 7th.
My colleague Sienna Greaves is an audio producer now, but she used to be a chef, and she could not resist reporting on the delicious food traditions Orthodox Christians are getting ready to prepare in the next couple days. And lucky for you and me, she's going to tell us exactly where to go to get some of that food this weekend. And yes, there are options for omnivores, carnivores, and vegans alike. That's coming up today at 2 on The Rundown. I'll talk to you then.